Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Program. Our show today will be about paranormal experiences, and the date is the 21st of July, and it's 2017. So let's clear that date for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And let's activate the male light beams this time on your monitor screen or screens. So here we go. Using the word stronger, bring in peace energy to you. Stronger, and also in your room, stronger, 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 and stronger. I guess I could say space because you could be in a car listening. That necessarily won't be a room, but where you're sitting it would be. Be somewhere, and it'll clear that space out for you. Let's think of a situation that you're dealing with, and let's release that from you. And here we go, getting off one timeline, so think of something going on. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we had some concerns that will be happening in 1 month with the solar eclipse happening. So if anybody would like to comment on that, send us something on the fast chat, we'll say, or CLS questions on what people could do to help themselves with that. It'll happen, I believe, in the daytime. All of a sudden, you may have some darkness showing up maybe for 2 to 3 minutes, I guess. That seems like what it normally is. So anyway, if anybody is wanting to prepare for that and would like to give some helpful suggestions. We have like timeline crashing, Earth Protect clearing, you know, different things, maybe even alien to light, possibly. You may want to just send us something that we can mention on today's show because it is 1 month away and get prepared for that. Be here. Wanted to clear another planet tonight, so if our co-host is out there. So, Kathy, are you ready to go out of the wardrobe room and stuff?
Yes, I am. I think I'm on planet Earth today. Hi, Ron and everyone. And this is BBS Radio Station 2, 7 p.m. with Ron Amatron, Creation Lightship Healing. As Ron said, and clear the dates of July 21st, 2017. And he cleared off the energy of the cords to those numbers, and then we will be talking about some paranormal types of questions and activities that listeners have sent. These are things that make you wonder, things that just might have happened to you that don't make sense, and maybe some sort of supernatural experiences that you know, you really can't talk to other people about. But you can certainly mention it to Ron here on this show because he can then see what's going on and take a look at it. And it helps him understand, you know, the alien interference and what to do about it. So there's several ways to reach us. One is through our usual email, which is clsquestions@yahoo.com. And Ron, I see we've already got some paranormal questions being sent in here, as well as some others we'll get caught up on later. And the other way is through the BBS radio page of Ron's for tonight, Station 2, where there's a link that says Fast Chat Quick Link. And if you click on that under Ron's photo on the BBS page, it will take you to a menu and another page that you can open up for sending in anonymous comments via the fast chat feedback form. On that page also there are images of three light beings, male, female, and non-gender, that we can use while we're listening to bring in peace energy to us as we talk about certain things that might be a bit disturbing, and even just to have peace in our room or area while we're listening to the radio. Nice to have that peace energy. We don't get it very often any other way, especially if you've had a busy week or busy day. So, okay, Ron, yes, you did have been clearing planets this past week, starting last Friday. You've done Saturn, Mercury, Venus, and I believe the Moon, too, on Wednesday toward the end of the show. And so if we can continue that, that would be great.
Okay, any ideas?
Yes. Well, a listener had sent in a request for Mars. So maybe we could do that. Mars, please.
Okay, here we go, Mars. So check that out here and see if we can find some type of looking for, in a sense, bases, maybe, or ways that that planet is transmitting energies to us to control us. So that's what we're looking for now, is like those satellite towers. So here we go. Let's do some releasing now and just see how and where you feel this in your body as these energies get released from you. Someone asked how long this is going to last, like the other clearings, and through the show it's done. Depends how much they want to reconnect to you. So I have no way of knowing how long this clearing will last, but if you would like to help yourself out, you can get the planet, I guess, star vortex clearing and re-enter these in there and keep yourself cleaned off and cleared off from the energies. So remember, when you're dealing with alien things, energies, you don't know, they're in control of that reality. So I don't know how long it's going to stay off of you. There should be off this one here for this particular live VBS show that we have, and this will not work on the archive, so here we go. Working with the energy, so just starting to find there's a lot of strong stuff there. So time-traveling soldiers are also looking for targets right now. If you're a time-traveling soldier and you enlisted on the last two Tuesdays when we did the enlistment, you may be feeling or sensing yourself out there doing some input to work, we'll say. So here we go. You see more? There we go. There's some energies going there. There we go. More. Oh, boy. You get a visual of, like, smoke happening right now. So must have really hit some big one there where it's actually probably on fire. So. And talking about, like, smoke and debris and stuff, besides seeing aliens as far as orbs around you, you know, just look up any fire that you may have seen where they show, you know, the residue of smoke in the air and or war footage, where you see bombs going off. And you're going to be seeing the aliens with that energy of the debris forming around the alien life forms. And it can be kind of disconcerting seeing something that, you know, may be a few thousand feet tall as it materializes momentarily as the debris forms around it. So that's one way you can actually see that aliens are here. Just, look at it and do your pause and just keep doing it as the debris is forming, coming into a cloud, and you can start seeing the aliens that are here. So here we go. Doing some more strategic hits right now. Go. And more energy. And again, take note of maybe where this energy is connected to your physical body. I would guess what I'm seeing for some of you is maybe around your ankles and calves, maybe. So just say below your knees. You might feel some energy there. We'll see if anybody wants to comment on that. Now, some more energy is being taken out here. Maybe bases, antennas, or something dealing with energy transmissions to people here. Working with energies to humans. the clone stuff might be some other agenda going on, but I'm only concerned with humans right now. No. Okay, that's starting to level off now. It feels good to me. Oh, we'll see if we have any comments shortly and turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron just cleared energy of Mars off of us. He said he felt there was some energy around our knees and ankles, legs, so maybe we could get up and walk around a little bit and let that release a little bit further and help our spirit get back into where that density was taking place in our body and anywhere else. Just kind of give your body a little shake. If you don't feel anything now, you might then. So, because these healings do settle into the body, and they're subtle, but they're there. Oh, thank you so much. And then Ron did mention, too, that in order to keep this going for yourself, because what he's just done is a sample. And the samples are based on healings he has created for us to use all the time that can be purchased through his website, creationlightship.com. The best healing to get any kind of planetary and star attack energy off of us is called the planet star cording removal. It includes the moons, vortexes, stargates, portals, asteroids, and comets. So, wow, that's a lot. So just clearing that off, it's a pretty involved clearing, too. And the price is very reasonable for what it entails. So you can, it's listed on the left side of creationlightship.com for easy access because it's, you know, a primarily important clearing. People who've done it said they felt a lot better, less controlled, less monitored, less reactive, just more of who they really are. There's lots of testimonies about these healings on Ron's website and the archives for BBS Radio and CTR Radio. He's got all the archives stored and saved for our use at his expense. And a lot of people listen to them and get a lot out of it. It really helps you to learn what Ron's here for, what it's about, and how effective the clearings are, how much they help us, like nothing else here on the planet. So when Ron clears these things, where do they go? Ron says they go back to source energy. So we don't have to worry about it hurting anyone else. It's taken care of, which is good. Okay, so Ron, if we can get to the paranormal question here, it's a kind of an unusual thing going on. Someone's concerned about the upcoming total solar eclipse that will be occurring exactly 1 month from today. So that would be August 21st. It says here on this link they sent that there is a 2017, the total solar eclipse. It's the first one since 1918, the year 1918. So it's kind of a phenomenal getting a lot of publicity, and there's some warnings about it, a lot of information about it, and there's a map here too, Ron. I'm going to forward it to you so you can look. There's a map of the total solar eclipse path. It stretches from Oregon to South Carolina. That's all the way across the country and beyond, of course, the rest of its ocean. So apparently during the middle of the day, this total solar eclipse along this path is going to completely block out the sun. So I'm just looking at this just now, and yeah, it just says here, Ron, that sky watchers are reporting that unlike a partial solar eclipse, this will be totally black in the middle of the day. So that's kind of strange. And then the total solar eclipse is about 70 miles wide. It passes through quite a few states. So this listener wanted people to know about it, to be aware in case it's passing through your hometown and your state. So if anyone wants to find out about it, you can go to, well, this person sent a YouTube video from space.com, but I'm sure, you know, you could do a search for the subject, total eclipse of the sun for August, and get a lot of different sites that you can look at and learn about it. Some of the things that people are saying, according to this, are predicting some dire consequences, or some people are saying it's making a vacation out of it. Oh, so I don't know if you had a chance to look at that at all, Ron, but it definitely does sound like a phenomenal and a quirk of cosmic geometry. What do you think people should do to prepare themselves? Natal barcode removal for the date and the event, solar eclipse?
That's a good one, and then maybe the keyword, that's a free one, solar eclipse. And if you happen to, maybe be free at that time, you may want to do a barcode clearing of some sort, maybe the alien abduction barcode for your body if you haven't done that one yet, because remember, they can stop time. They can stop time completely when it's all black around you and take you. You know, not trying to scare anybody. This would be different than when you're sleeping. So that's what I would suggest doing, something like that. We'll see what other listeners say, but look at it as a major abduction, and it'll be the highest point when the you know, everything is covered up, so it's total darkness. And you could just be in a room, but remember, you're dealing with energies outside, too. You say you'd be in your house, all the lights on, and you wouldn't notice it, but everything else around you would be, in a sense, black, and there was no sunlight. You know, maybe doing a barcode where you're staying on maybe the day before, possibly. You could try that. Be here now with the day before so that your body doesn't know that this is going on. We'll just see what other people tend to say. Mention there may be something to do with shapeshifters on the eliminating alien attacks, because they could come in during that time. And who knows what the orbs are doing then, you know, and they're here all the time anyway. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I always like how the media tries to make it sound so romantic, like their heavenly bodies are lined up in our favor. But then there are songs out in the media that someone just sent in that real popular in the 70s that was written by Cat Stevens. It was called Moon Shadow. I'm being followed by a moon shadow. And he wasn't having good luck. And there's that implication of feeling like something very strange to be in total darkness in the middle of the day. You know, so that could be another thing to clear if you're in the path, the strange feeling of being in total darkness.
So you may even just want to take a road trip, and if you're in that path, you know, get out of Dodge and go somewhere else. Oh, I don't know how far you'd have to go, maybe a couple hundred miles, possibly. I'm sure there's information on the Internet. Maybe where the safe areas would be, let's put it that way, where there's still going to be some light shining. We'll probably get more information, you know, closer to this date, but you may want to start now since it's 1 month away. This is on the 21st of next month. Start doing some timeline crashing to get yourself off of that timeline. So, do we have any paranormal questions or any testimonials, Kathy?
Besides this good one? Well,
yeah.
That was a good one. Okay, so thanks for the good advice on that, Ron. And, yeah, it's August 21st, so plenty of time to get prepared if you're going to be in the path. And or if you want to know about it, look on YouTube yourself. Okay, so follow-up from a listener in the U.K. who you've been, I guess he's been corresponding with you, and he's bought some healings, and he was on the last few shows with his questions. So he wanted you to know that when you mentioned that his illness was due to alien attack, about 90% alien attack, then he thought about the way you were saying how things come around. He remembered the Great Black Death Plague, the plague. It was called the Black Death Plague in the 14th century Europe. And he thought maybe it was connected somehow to those aliens who get to us periodically, as in wars. So he thinks that maybe it's just going way back to the 14th century. So that's kind of like a lot to tackle there.
Well, maybe the 2,000-year barcode would help to do that. It goes back to the year zero. A few times, if that's the case, you know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're talking about the 2,000-year barcode removal free clearing that's on your website on the left side.
That's
great.
That's what I would probably hit next. And if he does seem to feel and think that it's 1400s, then yeah, by all means, man, I would do that a whole bunch. Your body is not going to lie to you. Oh, it's going to give you the information, and you may want to do that 50 times, just do that one particular year, maybe even more, and just see how your body is responding to it, because you could be connected. It's like when we do the particular dates at the beginning of each show, you could be connected to that particular year, or century, we should say, of bad things happening, you know. Oh, back to you.
He wants to share a paradox. Although my body is breaking down, my mind and heart have never been more clear. This crisis, life and death, in a way, has forced me to be more serious about doing clearing. The light beings have ceased to be abstractions. I sort of stare out on a screen and hope for something, but instead they are living presences and friends. I now wave and greet them.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, they are. It's nice to acknowledge that they're there. Thank you very much for the clearings of Saturn, Mercury, and Venus. I do feel a subtle lightening of the matrix mind. It's not quite so heavy anymore. Since Mercury is linked with the god Hermes, messenger of the gods, is linked with communication, maybe people will be more truthful, I wonder. Where I am, people seem on the whole to be friendlier than before. Then he says he's in a space of peace thanks to the clearings and the mind to heart drop, even though he's been through some challenges. He's learned a lot about how great the Vikings are. He didn't know, and now he has a more positive view of them. Wanted you to know that for the new enlisters to the Sovereign Soldiers. Okay, now, finally, he says, at the end here, okay, they, the aliens, are apparently getting ready to unleash radioactive waste into the ocean from Fukushima, and it doesn't sound good. My own condition, I sometimes think, seems to parallel the old dying Earth. So thank you, listener, for sharing your experiences with Ron. And the YouTube video I'll forward to him about the inside story on the Vikings. You'll get that, Ron.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let me think here. Let me see. Oh, boy. Going back to the inbox, this is full now. Right, so... gosh, there's not something. Somebody sent you an attachment, but I can't read it. I guess it's a church that says Light of the Darkness.
Oh, that's the
it's a sign.
Yeah, the darkness of the darkness coming, huh? In a month.
yeah. More correctly, huh? Okay, so let's see. She's lost some keys, and they reappeared. This is good for Paranormal Friday. This past Monday, I unclipped the ring I use where I keep three rings of keys. I walked out of the house, got in the car, and drove to work. When I got to work, I noticed I didn't have the other two sets of keys. I looked down on the floorboards, no keys. At my desk, I checked the bag I bring to the office, no keys. I wasn't that concerned because I thought they were probably in the house. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get in. So later that day, when she was driving home, she was said to herself, do the mind to heart drop. And as she drove up to the house, she noticed that the housemate is at home. So she was taking out her car keys, and she thinks she needs to call him to find out when he'll be home because she can't get in. She says, as I go to call him on my phone, I open my hand, and then there are all my keys. Is this a timeline crash incident? What is this about? Wow, she sounds absolutely flabbergasted about that.
Yeah.
They were with
the timeline just came in with the keys on it. So, looking at this another way, when you were conscious and you didn't find your keys, that's when they had you abducted. So you're still thinking and feeling on those timelines, like, where are my keys? But the real keys were probably still here, and you still had them in your possession. So when you came back here, then the keys appeared. So I would say that you were not here when you first discovered that your keys were missing, along with you not being here during your job. So maybe you were actually away for 8 hours or so. Oh, that's what I would say. So back to you. I just wondered if the people felt real or different at your job for that, say, 8 hours of time or whatever time you were at work. So back to you.
Okay. Someone's having parathyroid surgery this Monday, and they'll be having a general anesthesia. So they'll be totally out. So some advice needed here, other than shrink wrap, mind to heart, And I now increase my life force energy. Are there any other healings they could do to help them through the surgery?
Well, maybe she wants to run somewhere. Basically, I don't know what clarion would work for this, but you want to make sure that probably entities. You want to make sure that the doctor who is going to be doing the surgery, or just say bluntly, has a knife in their hand. That's the doctor, the person in that body, the spirit in that body is the one that knew how and knows how to do these surgeries. So you don't want to have some beginner entity come in that wants to play doctor and experiment with you. So that's probably the most important thing. Next thing is you might try this. You might do the space clearing, and space holders into the operating room. So the space holders would follow you into that room. So they're connected to you. And very possibly, and I haven't done this before, but very possibly those space holders would bring light into the room and nothing else would want to come in there because the light would be too strong for them at their particular way they would view the light and view the space holders. So that might be a way to do that. Normally, like we had space holders in the planet for probably maybe a couple of years when the Earth spirit wasn't here. You could put it into the room, and that might help you out. And again, I'll ask the listeners out there if they have anything to suggest. You know, you want to scan your body as much as possible during this procedure, and you want to make sure that the your healer, your internal healer, the mind of the body, is online completely through the operation, so it can help you out. You know, with the operation itself, so maybe it could stop some extra bleeding or do things that are there. So probably want to do a fear clearing. I'm sure that you would probably be in fear of, you know, an operation. And, you know, I put your picture in front of your monitor screen at home and keep that up so that light beams can connect the energy to you, source energy back to your body. So back to you, Kathy. Anything you want to add?
Those were fantastic suggestions. Yeah, we've kind of talked about this before in the past, and from what I remember, some people have put up auric protection field around them. That's a clearing. That comes with the nanotechnology 2012 clearing. Also, in the entity whole life clearing you mentioned, Ron, maybe they could put in the incident box a request to clear out entities from the part of the body that they're getting surgery on while they're under anesthesia and set the timer for, like, say, 3,000 minutes or something, so to cover the whole time while they're gone, you know, while they're away from home. And then you mentioned you want to keep your spirit with you, so yes, that would mean Ron has free spirit integration healings on the website. Some of those healings on the left side, they include spirit integration. So you could do that. Basically, you can put a lot of healings up like that. Then, of course, as you suggested, taking care of it when you could come back. Mind the body connection. Okay, so that's what came to mind just now. Someone, Ron, sent in a suggestion on how to handle the solar eclipse coming up. If they
don't walk.
Other than leave Dodge, like you said. But if they're in the path, or they're afraid they're even going to be affected by it just by looking at the website or all the media attention that's coming out on it, or all the people that are talking about it, they suggest that to get the planet cord removal clearing we discussed and put in there next to their name solar eclipse. Next to the moon, maybe, the moon clearing.
That sounds good. And, you know, specify maybe your home that you live in if you're going to be affected by it.
Specify your town?
Yeah, your mm-hmm. town, yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, if you are there in your town and it happens, see how the people look afterwards that are around you, you know? What was that song by an old rock group? The zombie. She's not there.
Yes. So. And you're not there.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be prepared. We're, you know, proactive here. That's what the healings do. They empower us to be more proactive and rather than reactive and in trouble. So now, Ron, you got a response. Thanks for the planet clearing tonight. I felt fluttering. Okay, you cleared Mars. I felt fluttering in my bottom. Got up to walk and cough up a large fur ball. As
oh, wow.
A child, we played with onion steaks on our heads and called ourselves Martians. I wonder where we got that from.
Yeah.
Maybe they meant onion steaks, those long...
No.
Yeah. Yeah, so... So anyway, yeah, there's different ways that the clearings can help us. So thank you, everyone, for your feedback, and I'll be checking the inbox for more. So someone wants to share an experience with you, and they wonder if it's related to an alien encounter. They had an incident, and is it related to entities of some kind? They went to the gym. It was the first time in months. At one point in the gym, I walked to a certain area and felt dizzy and a bit nauseous. It passed after about 10 minutes. After I left, within an hour, I started to have trouble breathing. I don't have asthma, but I am now taking some asthma medication. It is also monsoon time in southern Arizona. This also occurred a couple of days after a dream I had where an alien was holding me down and there was a terrified person next to me staring at this being. Thanks for any response you may have. You have already helped me enormously.
Hmm.
You want to look at that, Ron? Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's scary.
Oh, boy.
Taking
Let's
asthma
see here.
Medication.
I don't really want to look at what the alien was doing as they're holding you down. You know, that could go many different directions, and it's not good. Forget that point. So let's say you're walking in the gym and you got dizzy. Well, very possibly you were at a GPS location where maybe somebody in the past could have had a stroke even or something like that. So let me take that energy off of you right now. If you're listening, if you hear the archive, it'll still work for you. If anybody else had a similar situation, in their life where they felt dizzy walking into a certain place or store or something, this will still work going back into your past. So here we go, releasing the energy. So it feels like somebody had a physical situation at that particular GPS location. Let's just leave it at that here. So here we go, releasing the energy from that location, and then I'll do it from you. This is like an energetic cording. So here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And now releasing it from you. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. So, was this the person I had the fur ball also?
Oh, yes.
Boy, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think so, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we'll see if that helps there. We'll see if anybody else, some relief from a situation that was kind of unexplained as you're walking through or passing through some type of somewhere and got involved with that energy of maybe somebody having maybe even a death experience or something, you know. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks. Well, this person had, wasn't exactly a furball. It was a breathing, difficulty breathing, and they never had asthma before. And they,
okay.
So you're close, but other people had that other situation when you did the planet clearing. Okay, so we'll move on to some more questions here for Paranormal Friday. Someone wrote to you to ask for help about something unseen going on in their bedroom. And they wanted you to know, first of all, that they've done the space location clearing, entity clearing, dark side practitioner, and other alien removal clearing. Of course, the emotional, fear, cellular, mental, and others. But their cat saw something in their bedroom and growled. It went to hide in a closet. It's been there for a while. She has growled in other rooms of the apartment as well. And was wondering if there was anything you can see she's growling at or what to do for her. Cats are so sensitive.
Yeah.
She said she has the entity clearing. Maybe she could run that on her cat as well as the emotional clearing. It might have gotten to the cat, into the cat.
Yeah, that's possible. Or cat seeing something that, Nastri doesn't like, and you're living, co-existing with this energy, since it's in different rooms also. I would do the alien to light clearing and the clone to light clearing for the different rooms where you're living. Very possibly maybe something is visiting you. Wanting to live with you or something. Hopefully it's not nothing worse than that, but the cat, I don't think it's an entity in the cat. The cat is just alerting you / warning you that something is there that is threatening the cat. And I would think the cat is like, wow, this is serious, Anyway, that's what I would try to do. You could also keep doing a space clearing. Maybe if it's in your bedroom at night, keep doing it in that one room where you are. If you happen to maybe have or sleep on the couch in your living room, if that's where you're sleeping, then also just do that one room. So do the room that you're sleeping in at night and keep that light being on and see what happens. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, listener. Hope that helps. Now we'll move on. Ron, I was just scanning the emails here, and I noticed a couple people wrote in saying that they don't remember you clearing the moon, even though I mentioned that you did it. I thought you did. I missed the last part of Wednesday's show myself, so of course I could be wrong, but two people now have written.
I was questioning that myself. The show went by so fast. So here we go. Clearing the moon. Here we go. Is the moon mooning you? So let's get rid of that energy. So I get the soldiers up here, and we're going now to battle what is there that's doing things to you. So here we go. So this is moon energy now. And again, have your body tell you where these energetic connections are to your body. Remember, these energetic connections can turn you into a robot if they're working with the hardware that's around your physical body, the artificial intelligent hardware. And a lot of humans have that now. So here we go, taking this step off and taking out these locations, we'll just call it, bases, locations, towers, there we go, just starting to hit some right now. There's quite a few that we're hitting here. Okay. Okay, there we go. Let's see how you're doing now. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, everyone, take a deep breath on that. Thank you, Ron, for clearing the energies of the moon from our bodies. And again, that's a sample clearing. So those of us who felt that, maybe we need to keep clearing it on the planets, moons, stars, and vortexes clearing Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com. So a response came in from the clearing you did on Mars today. So how about that? They felt it in their solar plexus, stomach area. Somebody else wrote in that they felt it in the back of the lungs. Someone's wondering if they missed the enlistment for the Sovereign Soldiers on Tuesday. Did you have an enlistment Tuesday, Ron? Was this past Tuesday for enlistment, or was it the one before? Anyway, they wanted to still enlist.
I had two consecutive Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. So the last one was last Tuesday. I'm not planning to do, at this present moment, any other enlistments. So, you know.
Okay.
Right now I have nothing that's needed because we have quite a few right now and everything is good.
Okay.
Well, back to you.
Sometime in the future, maybe. All right. Okay, someone has a clone experience. I knew Ron's description of cloning was true because one morning the pillow I sleep on was cut in half. Cleanly,
oh, shit.
Like a laser. Any neck inside would have had the brainstem damage. I was fine, but found I was missing several scars. Sure fits the idea of being cloned. It just made me realize Ron was right about cloning.
Okay, so if you believe you're a clone, or sense you're a clone, okay, the remedy, become human, which is very simple, just do the clone to light healing. Oh, there you go. You can become human again, and we had a kind of a remodeling there going on, so it's great. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah,
and you
nice
may want
to
get
scars.
On, I would highly suggest, to get on one of the $20 calls that we have, unless you want to do water charging on Wednesdays, but get on one of the calls that we have, the weekly calls, to stay human. Well, back to you.
Yes, Ron, that decloning call is on Thursdays. And if you look at the top of the website, that you can click on the link, and it takes you to the PayPal page where you can order that conference call. And just call in a few minutes early. And then Ron makes it real during the calls. Feels different. You can really feel the energy. So someone's requesting, Ron, if you could clear us of clone skin debris residue, a sample
okay,
clearing
so
of that.
Okay, so here we go. And this will work three times on the archives, so listening right now, you have three more chances to do this here to help yourself out. And it's mainly designed for you to get your friends that you have that would like to have this clearing, and you can listen to it also with them. You get this release. So here we go. First, we'll work with your skin. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. That feels pretty good to me. And now we'll take the clone skin residue out of your lungs, windpipe, etc. So here we go, nose. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boy, Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Here we go. That should help you out. So check out your breathing. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. So Ron just cleared clone residue off our scan. And that's something that Ron does as a favor for us. It's not online. So we appreciate that, Ron. Okay, so someone's writing, they don't remember about clouds in the sky, and they don't remember the last time they absolutely saw not one cloud in the sky, but now, lately, they can see miles across the valley, and the feeling that comes with it is very peaceful. Ron, do you suppose a good place to live would be one that has no clouds? You could feel peaceful?
Boy. Could be. You don't want the gray skies, though, or the milky white skies, milky blue white skies. You want to have the original sky. So I would guess if you're by one of the oceans, you know, where there's a lot of breeze, you might be able to see a long ways when you have the real skies, okay? If you live inland, then you may not have the breeze, and, you know, you may just have the contaminated gray skies up there with no clouds or with clouds, but check it out. Boy. Wow.
Kind of nice to look up and see a big blue sky, though.
Yeah, there's something going on. That must be the... And you must have a reaction to the
clone residue.
Oh, that's you, Kathy.
Was it the clone residue, Ron?
Yeah, I got a backlash there.
Okay, Ron. Last Friday we talked about handlers, and you put a fog energy around the person who would be our handler, so we could easily identify them or maybe just get a clue. Someone's asking you if it's possible they have more than one at a time. And also, could it be someone who's already passed away?
Well, it could be, but being passed away probably would mean you would not be connected with them unless they gave their job to somebody else, okay? Well, could you have more than one? I don't see why you couldn't have more than one, but or think if the one just, you know, checks you out, you know, a couple times a week or once a week, that would probably be sufficient for the alien. So unless you're doing something that aliens want to know about, you could have a couple, you know. But I would think most people probably only have one handler. Remember, that would be like a shapeshifter inside of a human, you know, checking you out, you know, when you come to see them or when they come to see you. Oh, you know, the old mother-in-law story, you know, maybe could be your mother-in-law coming, you know. Uh-oh, here she comes again, you know. Anyway, and I'm sure some mother-in-laws are pretty good, but back to you, Kathy.
Right. Well, it really brings up the question that they're wondering, you know, because sometimes people just really push our buttons. So they're wondering, when are they through with us, and that probably their whole soul family could be their handlers.
Yeah, I wouldn't know when they're through with you, you know. It would probably be true with you if you chose to do something different in your life, you know. That would be hard to say what that actually would be, you know. So if you're doing something and you're a career person, you know, you'd have to get a different career, and maybe the handler might drop out and they'd try to find somebody else to come in with your new job. to check you out, but they're just tracking you. And maybe they're getting the information for what you're doing. But to many, they're just making sure that you're being a good slave, in a sense. There's probably more to it than that, but that's basically it. So that you don't become too conscious, okay? I would imagine if you become more conscious and less in judgment, you're going to have way less handler energies around you. You won't be that satisfying to them. So back to you.
Okay, well, thank you. And the time is 59 after, Ron. And a couple of people have written in to tell you that they also had some fur balls that they're coughing and wondered if this was connected with bronchioles, lungs, if that could be cleared. And another person has a problem
with
their
throat.
Okay,
I'll do that here. So, we'll just say in your throat area. Again, I'll do this one for the clearing over again. Oh, here we go. Start making noise like a cat does, you know, like, meow, meow, you know, you have something. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, there we go. Now that feels pretty good to me. We can go for maybe a few more minutes, Kathy. I think we were good for about 5 minutes after the hour. Got a couple other questions or testimonials.
Well, someone wanted to know how they could clear a weird situation with their tongue. They wrote in last Monday, so they can't. They're having a problem with their tongue, and they can't lower the right side of their tongue. That's kind of strange. Something's wrong with it.
Something to do with a shackle, or it could be pins in there. Some timeline crashes on it. Don't have any shackle clearings or pin clearings. Set up, you know, to do this month. I want to do the, I could probably incorporate that clearing, maybe the pin clearing, maybe since we haven't done that one recently. I think we did shackles last, so I could probably incorporate maybe that with the afterbirth clearing. So I could do two of those, maybe do a three-hour session for that, I'll have to see, and that would be next month. So anyway, I'll be checking things out maybe in a week or so here and get the calendar up and see what's going on.
Okay,
so,
Ron,
back to you.
Want me to forward this request to you, and then also, would you please announce about that clearing again, please? What you just said, the placenta.
Yeah, they do a placenta afterbirth clearing. Next month, sometime, I don't know when. I'm guessing it'll probably be maybe the third Saturday, maybe. I'll have to check the calendar, but, and then I'll probably incorporate, maybe a pin clearing, with that, do a 3-hour conference call. So, yeah, anyway, back to you.
3 hours.
It will be probably
month.
A three-hour call. It'll be pretty
intense.
Do it
on the 21st.
The clearing is.
Maybe you could do it on the solar eclipse day.
Yeah, right. We can do it then, right? Oh dear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see here. I've got pretty much almost everything. So I don't see anything here, Ron. It's 3 after, but I don't see there's anything here that will be very quick.
Okay, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop then. So I'll do it the short way first and just see if you need it. If not, count from 10 to 1. But you need to command your spirit out loud so you say, and now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll go from 3-1 backwards. If you're a newbie, you may want to do it the longer way, 10-1, but here we go. So 3-2-1, 3-2-1, 3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you. Tomorrow is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And we have our 7-hour conference call this coming Sunday. Oh, bye, everybody. Blessings. See you later. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies.